This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's been a crazy couple of years in the ag marketplace and, well, the economy as a whole. Pandemics, supply chain failure, weather, wars, and much more. Makes it difficult to try to get a handle on some of your marketing plans. And as we especially finish up 2023 and look into 2024, when you make those marketing plans, there's going to be a lot of factors to consider. We'll hear more right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
As you look ahead to 2024, there's going to be some interesting things to think about when you make your marketing plans. Dan Bossi is an ag economist and president of Ag Resource Company, and he thinks that there is going to be more positives next year under the present circumstances as we see them.
We are looking at 2024 as being the year of protein. By that I'm saying not only milk protein, but also poultry, pork, and beef. We think that's the real story for the upcoming year. So I am encouraged that milk prices will rise, world demand staying strong, and with that, we think we can make it back for a seasonal high in 2024, somewhere between $20 and $22 a hundredweight, which would be a big advantage from where we are sitting here today.
The latest round of information shows stagnating yields happening around the globe.
And we now are looking at where per capita grain yields, I'm now talking about the amount of grain that's produced per person in the world, is stagnating. That means if I don't have more grain produced, I need more acres. And we're estimating that in the next 5 years, the world needs to bring out another 24 million acres into production. It's not going to happen in the U.S. It's not going to happen in the Black Sea because of the war. Principally, it's all about South America. So I am concerned more and more on climate. Of course, we saw data just coming out here nearby that indeed September was the warmest month on record. This kind of follows the trend backwards. But the oceans, which are absorbing all of this extra heat, if you will, are now causing the jet stream to be more angular rather than zonal. By that, I'm saying we're getting stagnation in weather patterns, and that's a problem for agriculture.
Also, the relationship between the United States and China has been constantly morphing. And one sector that's heavily affected by this but doesn't always get the spotlight is dairy.
So if the Chinese, who have recently gone to Brazil and bought a lot of corn, of course, Brazil, they approved Brazilian corn back last December. And if you look at all the soybeans that they will be taking, China next year will take 105 million metric tons. They will become, again, a behemoth in the soybean market. And with that in mind, I believe that U.S. soybean farmers could kind of be on the short end of the stick. The good news is that we got this thing called renewable diesel and build out of crush facilities. So domestically, our markets are going to be more domesticated, and so maybe that will soften the blow a little bit, but I'd like to see the Chinese buying more U.S. soybeans. Right now, U.S. soybean sales are about 360 million bushels below last year. It just shows you that they're focusing their attention on Brazil.
Bossi expects renewable diesel to be the big thing for 2024.
Renewable diesel is the next big demand driver in agriculture. It probably will be more disruptive than ethanol. For those of us that remember the days of ethanol starting in 2006, heading up to maybe 2012 or 2013, ethanol was a big driver of the commodity markets and a big driver of corn. We think ethanol will do the same thing for tallow prices and soybean oil prices.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.